Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Blessing Zulu ngokusiphathela indaba zesishona olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 14 Mpalakazi 2022 ngugeno Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela okwayenza amafutha wezimotokali enjengabo dizili lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMeyi lo August, lapho esibone khona ifuel edizili ingena iphosa ingena ku-$2 ya kwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokwenza ukuthi inflation yalapha la.
Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwehlangothi ezitshiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe, okugoqela indlala, kubika abe World Food Program.
Kulu namhla okuzabe kule okuthiwa yi-US Africa Business Forum, where omongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i-private sector e-America le Africa kuthi bekhulumisane and come up with those deals. Kule ndawo ethiwa khona i-deal room namhla ezabe khona, where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge-agriculture, njenge-energy.
Umongameli Joseph Biden wele Melika ukhangelelwe ukwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo emhlanganweni wenkokheli yamazwe abensundu owe-US Africa Leaders Summit owenzelwa eWashington DC. Kwezemidlalo, baningi abathi kungasake kuye ngasifudlana umdlali we-Argentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano owe-FIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isibangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezitshiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe, okugoqela indlala, ukuswelakala kwendlela zokuthumela impahla, umnotho lokunye. Lokhu kuphume kuphenyo olwenziwe ngabenhlanganiso ebona ngezoncedo lokudla emhlabeni jikelele eye-World Food Program, WFP. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uphenyo lwabe-WFP luveze njalo ukuba impi ye-Ukraine ivele yaqhamuka umhlaba osusithi usuphuma engxakini ezibangelwa ngenye impi yokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 ndawone lesivuno esiphansi kakhulu somnyaka ka-2021-2022 esibangelwe ikungani kuhle kwezulu. Uphenyo lolu luthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota yona eqonge isuka kudola ilodwa lengxenye $1.55 isiya phose kumadola amabili $1.73 yikho okubangele ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni nakwamanye amazwe omhlaba. Abantu abafika izigidi phose eziyisithupha 5.8 million bacatshangelwa ukuba bathwaliswe nzima yindlala, ukuthi abantu abangaba isilunganiso songamachumi aphezu kwamahlanu ekhulwini 53% lisuka kumachumi phose amane 39% kumnyaka odluleyo yibo ababhekane nendlala emathebeleni North, kulandelwa ngabantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane ekhulwini 40% ukusuka kumachumi amabili lanhlanu 25% ababhekane nendlala eMashonaland West. I-WFP iphinde yathi abantu abaningi sebephila ngemali abayithunyelwa izihlobo labemuli abasemazweni besithi imali le isetshenziswa ukuthenga ukudla kuphela. Ingcitshi ezicuba ezikhulume ngalolu phenyo zithi lulakho ukuba luqinisekile besithi kumele leZimbabwe libe lendlela zokulungisisa udubo lwendlala. Lokhu kuthiwe ngumnumzana Timothy Thole, ingcitshi ecubungula ezombusazweni, othi kumelele Zimbabwe ligcine ukulima.
Impi ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine sibone iphazamisa ezomnotho eZimbabwe, ikakhulu esingakhangela ukukhwela okwayenza amafutha wezimotokali njengabo diesel lepetrol phakathi kumnyaka wenyanga zikaMay lo-August, lapho esibone khona i-fuel ediesel ingena iphosa ingena ku-$2 yakwele America. Njalo sibone ukuthi lokwenza ukuthi i-inflation yalapha la.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Danford Mtashu okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, yena othi udubo lwe-Ukraine luphazamise amazwe omhlaba ikakhulu asathuthukayo njengeZimbabwe.
The increase in the price of fuel is definitely
ukukhwela kwentengo yempahla kuzaba ngelokho okwenzakalayo emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Nxa singakhangela lokho okwenzakalayo phakathi kweRussia neUkraine kuyaphazamisa ukukhwela kwentengo
kuleli. Ecubuna yezomnotho umnumzana Felix Dube uthi okwenzakala eUkraine akulani lokwenzakala kuleli.
Iqansa kakhulu lokho kwenza ukuthi intengo zezinto zibe siya phezulu. Sikhangele njalo sibone ukuthi iwithi inyawuthi leyo esenzisa ukupheka isinkwa layo ingasatholakali, njalo ibisitholakala isile intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Lokho kwenza ukuthi isinkwa la sibe sikhwela lezinye izinto ezilungiswa inyawuthi. Lokhu yiyo indlela impilo esibambe ngakho thina njengeZimbabwe.
Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende ehlule, kodwa embikeni wakhe wokwethula uluhlu lwendleko kahulumende lokubuthaniswa kwemali yaleyo ndleko olwebhajethi, umphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube wazise ukuba uhulumende uzabeka imali eceleni ukuze iye ekwakhiweni kwamadamu okuphathisa abalimi amasimo okuthelezela awe-irrigation ukuze ilizwe lilwisane lendlala. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginomlondolozi Ndlovu.
Uqhubekela phambili umhlangano we-US Africa Leaders Summit eWashington DC, lapho kukhangelelwe ukuba uMongameli Joseph Biden uzakwethula umbiko wakhe oqakathekileyo ngombuthano lo ongene kusuku lwesibili namhla. Intatheli zindaba yethu uGibbs Dube usemhlanganweni lo. Dube, siyakwemukela. Dube,
yes,
sengikuzwa kuhle Mthembo. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani namhla kulumhlangano?
Ye, umhlangano lo uyaqhubekela phambili njengokutsho kwakho-ke. Namhla-ke kule ndaba sibili emnandi kakhulu ebona ngezamabhizimusi, kubizwa kuthiwa i-US Africa Business Forum. Iforum le-ke ingathi izigaba ezimbalwa ezinhlanu. So bakhuluma-ke ngokuthi kambe ele Africa lingadlelana njani lele-US xa ukhangele ukuthenga lokuthengiselana impahla. Kuzobuya-ke khonokho ukuthi nxa sokubuya phambilini kambe ezemali-ke kukhona yini ukuthi ele Zimbabwe la lingathola kumbe amanye amazwe khonapho kule Melika. Kukhulunywa njalo langangokuthi-ke kwezokulima kwini okwenziwa ukuthi kube le-food security kuzwekazi le-Africa. Kube sokusiba njalo bakhuluma nge-digital age kathesi ukuthi kambe ama-networks konke khonokho okwenziwayo kambe kungathiwani ukwezithi abantu be-Africa bakusebenzise njengakhonapha ukwenzakala kule Melika. Kwenza kusithi-ke kukhona njalo okuningi magumede okubuyayo.
Kuyini njalo okunye okwenzakala khonapho?
Ye, sikhangelele ukuthi uMongameli Joseph Biden uzafika lamhlanje khonapha lapho esikhona, lapho azakhuluma khona kumbe ngithi azayithula khona umbiko wakhe sibili okuqakathekileyo. Kwanyangazani-ke uzakhuluma ngokuthi izwekazi le-Africa kumele lisebenze kuhle kakhulu lele Melika. Okuzaqamba sibili amazwe afisa ukuthi aguqule izenzo kanyazani kuningi kakhulu okumele ukuthi ngakwenziwa. So-ke singasikhangela-ke kuningi kakhulu magumede okumele kwenzakale khonapho.
Ukhangelelwe ukufika sikhathi bani uMongameli uJoseph Biden?
Ye, uMongameli Biden bekhangelelwe ukuthi uzafika ngo-1:30 nxa sikhangele isikhathi sangapha kule Melika. Kodwa-ke sokanye ngazane ngaphuzaphuza mbijana ungathatha 35 minutes from isikhathi leso kade kumele angene ngaso khonapha. Kodwa-ke hhayi, abantu bamlindele sibili okunye okumangalisayo magumede.
Hhayi, siyabonga. Kulo muntu oke waxoxa laye Dube ngubani?
ngiyinkokhe lo Sifiso Nyathi odabuka eZimbabwe osemhlanganweni le akuzuthi ukuthi uthini njalo kwenzani ekule mhlangano etshiyeneyo lamhlanje
in 157 we're heading over room 157 now
umhlangano lo ngwenkokheli zeAfrica ezibala mhlawumbe more than 40 countries babizwe ngu President Joe Biden ubezokhuluma ngendaba zama partnership around economic development around ukutshintsha komkhathi abathi climate change bafuna ukukhuluma ngokuthi bengancetsana njani between Africa and America ama private sector wabo and engubona mina ukukhona u President Mnangagwa oloke under sanctions akabuyanga and out of all ama leaders abakhona lapha DC I believe ukuthi nguye yedwa ogcinise thumeza a representative I think nguye foreign affairs minister ubuye ngapha and yes it is significant ukuthi khona akabuyanga yena ngoba bayahlangana omongameli bamazwe amanyawo eAfrica they are speaking on the side bayavumelana ukuthi how do they engage US on these critical matters njoba nje angazi sonke sezokuna kule agreement ethiwa iAGOA eyo yona ekhangelane le trade between America le Africa that agreement is ending on 2025 it needs to be renewed ama terms akona ukona a renew kanjani uma ngameli ngapha bayakhuluma ngakho kona baza kwenza kanjani kodwa even engekho lapho mina u President Mnangagwa it's clear ukona e America yona particularly private sector yabo iyabona the potential in Zimbabwe the private sector even ngula ma sanctions that's why they invited ukuthi Zimbabwe kuye ngoba yes ngu President Joe Biden labo mongamela abanye kodwa ama private sector yiwa khulumayo
ye kwenza ama business ubona kanjani kuyahamba njani njengoba sibone kanjani kulamanzi amaningi afisa ukusebenzelana nale lemelika
ikakhulu namhla okuzabe kule okuthiwa yi US Africa Business Forum where omongameli they take a step back sebe yekela i private sector ye America le Africa kube khulumisane and come up with those deals kule ndawo thakona i deal room namhle zabe khona where the private sector speak to each other on these various sectors njenge agriculture njenge energy njenge infrastructure development and they see those opportunities in Zimbabwe they want to talk about them as the private sector and it's significant ukona they did invite Zimbabwe although kula ma sanctions gayatshengisa ukona they are eager to do business indaba zama sanctions yiyo nje ayenza ukona uMnangagwa engabi as the head of delegation njengamanye amazwe alapha
lo ngumnumzana Sifiso Nyathi osemhlanganweni we-US Africa Leaders Summit eWashington DC ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube esilaye ecingweni kwenziwani Dube emhlanganweni lo
yeyi ngiyabona ukuthi ke kunenge okunye njalo okwenzakala kusasa makumete kunye ngikhona ke sibona ukuthi kule agenda 2063 ethi ungakakhulu ke lizwekazi le Africa baza kukhuluma ngakho khonokho ke baze kukhuluma lakhona kungani kuyahayiza kancane okwe-good governance kuzobuyi democracy nokuthi phela kuhlonitshwe ilungelo lomuntu loluntu kanye le-rule of law so kuza khulunywa kakhulu khonokho bese kubuya ukuthi ke ele Africa kambe lingavinjelwa njani ukuthi lingabi lobudlwangudlwangu obukhona emazweni amaningi bese kubuya njalo ke ukhanyakazani ke ama-leaders wona ngokwawo kuyamele ukuthi axoxaxoxe ngokuthi kambe nxa bevuselela izwekazi le-Africa kumele bebambe ngaphi njalo bengabambi kuphi so ke bagcine ke ngakhonokho ukuthi phela nxa sebevalelisana kumele bethathane ama-selfies zithathane ke imifanekiso so singazi ukuthi bazathathana ke imifanekiso sikhathwani kodwa ukhanyakazani benzakala ngo-3:50 PM kusasa kumese kuvalwa ke sokuqedwa konke ngokuthi kambe ukudla ngaba khona yini kuzwekazi le-Africa singakhohlwa futhi magumede namhlanje ungakhohlwa kule US Leaders Summit dinner lapho-ke ngizadla sibili ngize ngidle lo mankhala
uzazitika
ngizazitika magumede sozakubonakala ye kunjalo magumede
hayi siyabonga kakhulu Dube sizaxhumana lawe njalo kusasa Mthembo kunjalo nje untungamili Nkomo we-Studio 7 uxoxe njalo locubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Umhlangano ofana nalona uqakatheke kakhulu kodwa phela ukufanele sikunanzelele ukuthi umbuzo ocishe uhambisane nawo lo obuzayo uqhakatheke kubani. Ungabuqhakatheke kuona ama-Afrika noma uqhakatheke kwi-America njengezwekazi elikhulu emhlabeni. Impendulo kulokho Nkomo ukuthi umhlangano lona uqhakatheke kuyo kakhulu i-America ngoba ithe iyalimuka kwaba izinto ezimbili kuyo. Okokuqala, umongameli lona ophumile uDonald Trump simbonile indlela kade busa ngayo, uye wayisusa i-America kuyibalazo lezwe lomhlaba. Wagxila kakhulu kwizwe lese-America, wanciphisa ubudlelwano balo namanye amazwe. Okwesibili, i-America ithe iyaphaphama yathola ukuthi iChina okuyimbangi yayo enkulu namhlanje emhlabeni kwezomnotho, kwezontuthuko, kwezobuchwepheshe, i-technology. Yathola ukuthi i-America iChina siyithathe kakhulu, isingene kakhulu e-Africa, kanti ekuqaleni i-Africa kwakuyindawo ye-America ne-Europe nje ababedlalela kuyo. Bathe bayalimuka bathola ukuthi sebevuleke igephu, isikhala esesisetshenziswe yiChina. Esikubonayo ngalo mhlangano ke uBiden uzama ke ukunciphisa lelo gephu bese livulekile.
Umongameli Mnangagwa babunkomo akekho kulomhlangano ngoba wetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika. Esikubone kusenzakala izolo njalo iMelika sibone isethesa indodana kaMnangagwa uEmerson Mnangagwa Jr. izijeziso ezifanayo kanye lo nkosikazi kaKulakwashita Gwirei labanye abachiyeneyo ibethesa umlando okuphatheka kundaba zenkohlakalo i-corruption. Okuyinto eyenzakala ngesikhathi iZimbabwe leMelika njalo zisizama ukuvuselela ubudlelwano, ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala bamnkomo, kuyasibonisa lokhu ukuthi i-America ayigcize chakala ngobudlelwano bayo kwezomnotho nezwe leZimbabwe ngoba iyazi vele ukuthi izuza kakhulu kwamanye amazwe. Sizabona ke ukuthi la e-Africa kunamanye amazwe abuseka kangcono kakhulu i-America ejabulela ukuthi yakho ubudlelwano nawo. Singabala kwamanye amazwe yona le South Africa, oKenya, sibungene oZambia manje, maningi nje amazwe esingawabala i-America ebheke kuwona. Kodwa-ke lokhu ekwenzayo futhi i-America, sizakhumbula futhi ukuthi kwezepolitiki kuningi okwenziwa yizano okungawugculisiyo umhlaba. Kukhetho lolu lokuvala izikhala akade lukhona olokuchibiyela, sibonile izano ithaya abantu, ihlukumeza amalungelo abantu, zonke lezo zinto.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo uhlaziya ezombusazwe, sixoxe laye eseVirginia khonapha eMelika. Namhla kuhlelo lwethu olwe diaspora for a profile lapho esixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Silonkosikazi sibona kuhle Bebhe Ncube odabuka enyathi esiqintini sebubi eningizimu yemandebeleni. UmaBebhe uhlala eHervey Bay esabelweni seQueensland kwele Australia njalo ungumbalisi useleminyaka engamachumi amabili lambili ekulelo.
Mina ngihlala eHervey Bay. IHervey Bay ise Australia in Queensland. We're in Queensland, yeah, above Brisbane. Ikwesala khona. It's a beautiful place.
So nxa ungasitshela ngokuthi wafika njani Australia, kuyini okwakwenza okwakususa phansi eZimbabwe ulubhekise Australia?
Ekhaya kwakunzima. Things were really tough. So, in 2000, umkami wathola scholarship ukuthi ayenze i-masters yakhe e-New Zealand, Otago University. Sasabaleka. Sasuka sonke izimuli. And then from there, we got a job in ngapha because in Australia. Sabaleka e-New Zealand. New Zealand was very good, but economy on Korea was not very good. We have to be a map. And then since then, we've never looked back.
Ufika e-Australia, wenza msebenzi bani?
Ngathi ngifika lapha, mina ngathi wangutitsheka. Ngathi ngifika lapha, I had to send ama-locus and documentation yami to i-Canberra. Ukuthi bebo, ukuthi am I eligible? Ukuthi ngifundise lapha or not, or what means it. And then I sent that to them, and then they came back and said, I'm eligible to in Australia.
So, but Tatama Pepago is Zimbabwe, but Lolisisa, Babon Woody, Uyanelis, who found this up on Arab.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take all that. Being a Zimbabwean person should be a step ahead. Ngathinkini le laphana ngathi mfuna ukwenza ukuthi ngiyenze i-degree ngiyenza i-degree ukuthi ngibone ukuthi ngaphakathi bafundisa njani abantwana so ngiyenza a year qualification and after that ngabona ukuthi it was good, it was very very good, very very good, because i-teaching at ekhaya is different from i-teaching lapha.
Umehluko ungaphi?
I'll give you a simple thing, ukuthi umntwana engazinto zokulema nje umntwana enze into e-wrong, we don't stay on that, we just move on. Okay John, you did this is okay, fine, I want to look at this, let's move on.
Gakata.
Ukukhuluma language. And then I did a master's in special education, mm-hmm. And then that took me into special education.
Kuyadlisa yini ukuba ngutitsha khona ngapho, ngoba nxa siqathanisa labo teacher abekhaya bakhala eZimbabwe ngenhlawulo abayizuzayo.
I don't know, kumele babe very very careful, ngoba nxa uvela ekhaya ukuya la yabuye udodokozwe udodlala ukuthi ngadela ngona lokho ngona lokho futhi ana lapha vela ukuqala, kumele uthi reduce the speed ube kwazi ukuthi kuyini ukwenza ufuna ukuba nodwa njani. Besana ngathi ngingena kwi-special education, ngiyenza i-master's in special education, ngangena kwi-special education, bakithi I am having a very very good time.
So wena wabona lapha okulesidingo khona wangena khonapho, uyakukhumbule yini ekhaya, kumbe uyafisa ukuthi ubuyele ekhaya kwelinye ilanga, kumbe vele impilo yakho isingeyakhona ngapho?
Hayi, ngiyafisa ukubuyela ekhaya, ngiyefaka whatever esengikuthole khona lapha, i-knowledge engithole ngayo ngihambe ngiyifaka ekhaya, ngitshengisa amatitshi afunisa khona ngale ekhaya ukuthi hhayi ngantsho ekhaya umntwana nxa enganole ADHD ngabachambe bathi onefati umntwana o-ADHD ngibatshe kuthi hhayi nxa umntwana loyo nje asenzeni nto asithini how about that I've got so much knowledge impact on abantu bekhaya.
Unkosikazi Sibone Kuhle Bhebhe Ncube isizalwane seZimbabwe esixoxelaye eseHervey Bay eQueensland kwele Australia.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 eqhutshelwa eQatar. Lalela umsakazo weVOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo. Sixoxisana labadlali benguqu abachiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi kanye labalandeli balomdlalo emhlabeni jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalimidlalo suku ngosuku. Umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Asikholiseni imidlalo yeFIFA World Cup 2022 sisonke. FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar.
Kwezemidlalo banengi abathi kungasake kuye ngasifudlana. Umdlali weArgentina uLionel Messi aphakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba kumncintiswano oweFIFA World Cup 2022 oqhutshelwa kwele Qatar. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu leArgentina lifinyelele kufinal yomncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu yezizwe zomhlaba emdlalweni wenguqu ngemva kokunqoba eleCroatia nge-3 kanyango lwesibili ntambama. Wayengumgadli weqembu le-Highlanders uTobias Njikambanje uthi isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi umdlali olodumo emhlabeni jikelele uLionel Messi ongukapteni weqembu leArgentina athathe umhlalaphansi ephakamise inkezo yezizwe zomhlaba.
Morocco efake i-Afrika kwesinye isibanga, ngibona layo ingadlula ephambili iyefika umncintiswano wokugcina okuthiwa ngama-finals. Kodwa khonapho kuma-finals kuzaba lomnye umdlalo ongaza kubonakale kuma-World Cup, ngoba ngingowe-Africa. Kodwa ngenxa yokuhlonipha uMessi, ngibona ngani i-Argentina iye ngaphakamisa inkezo e-World Cup ka-2022.
Wadlalela iqembu le-Real Stars njalo esengumqeqeshi weqembu labasakhulayo le-Thorn Groove uMkhululi Dube uthi yena esakhe isifiso ngesokuba kuhlangane amaqembu amatsha ku-final yalo nyaka.
Mina ngifuna ukuhambe iMorocco ngoba iFrance ibikhona ngale last World Cup, anti iyo kade ikhona last time, and so akwenzi ukuthi iFrance ihambe futhi ibhora hayi liyabe selingasachazi iFrance ingahamba njengoba iMorocco ingenile wona kwi-first time yemthiphele yeMorocco ukuthi ihlingenela kufinali maa ihlingenela kufinali
waye ngunozinti weqembu le-Highlanders uWanda Mpofu yena wasengumqeqeshi wabonozinti yena uthi iqembu leMorocco lizamangalisa abaningi ngokungena kufinali.
IMorocco will surprise us from goalkeeping vele. I think they've done well because they've only conceded one goal kuphela. So I think hayi iMorocco awumelanga beze befika, ungaboni ifika kwe-extra time iMorocco yawo.
Iqembu leFrance lizadibana leMorocco ngehola lethoba munomunye namhla ebusuku. Iqembu leFrance yilo eliphethe isicoco ngemva kokunqoba eleCroatia ngomnyaka 2018. Umdlalo wokugqiba umncintiswano uzadlalwa ngesonto mhla zilitshumi lathoba munombili kufinal, lawo azanqotshwa kwimidlalo yesemifinal azadibana ngomgqibelo kudingwa iqembu eliphutshelise endaweni yesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo. Joseph Njanji.
Live talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela okwenzakala emhlanganweni omkhulu owenkokheli yamazwe awezwekazi le-Africa anxuswe ngelemelika khonapha eWashington owe-US African Leaders Summit oqale izolo.
Zakulimaza ngebeat singene isikhosana phezulu.
Siyambonga lapha uSikhosana esilaya owesikhosana band ngengoma yakhe ethi Isomiso. Singakehlukani sihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impi phakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia ibikwa isivangele uphazamiseka okukhulu kwenhlangothi ezijiyeneyo zempilo kwele Zimbabwe okugoqela indlala kubika abe World Food Program. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Siding sithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.